For the new seers, it doesn't mean dialogue, but the detached manipulation of intent through sober commands. He said over and over again that the manipulation of intent begins with a command given to oneself. The command is then repeated until it becomes the eagle's command, and then the assemblage point shifts accordingly, the moment warriors reach inner silence. The fact that such a maneuver is possible, he said, is something of the most singular importance to seers, old and new alike, but for reasons diametrically opposed. Knowing about it allowed the old seers to move their assemblage point to inconceivable dreaming positions in the incommensurable unknown. For the new seers, it means refusing to be food. It means escaping the eagle by moving their assemblage points to a particular dreaming position called total freedom. He explained that the old seers discovered that it is possible to move the assemblage point to the limit of the known and keep it fixed there, in a state of prime heightened awareness. From that position, they saw the feasibility of slowly shifting their assemblage points permanently to other positions beyond that limit, a stupendous feat fraught with daring but lacking sobriety, for they could never retract the movement of their assemblage points, or perhaps they never wanted to. Don Juan said that adventurous men, faced with the choice of dying in the world of ordinary affairs or dying in unknown worlds, will unavoidably choose the latter, and that the new seers, realizing that their predecessors had chosen merely to change the locale of their death, came to understand the futility of it all, the futility of struggling to control their fellow men, the futility of assembling other worlds, and above all, the futility of self-importance. One of the most fortunate decisions that the new seers made, he said, was never to allow their assemblage points to move permanently to any position other than heightened awareness. From that position, they actually resolved their dilemma of futility and found out that the solution is not simply to choose an alternate world in which to die, but to choose total consciousness, total freedom. Don Juan commented that by choosing total freedom, the new seers unwittingly continued in the tradition of their predecessors and became the quintessence of the death defiers. He explained that the new seers discovered that if the assemblage point is made to shift constantly to the confines of the unknown, but is made to return to a position at the limit of the known, then, when it is suddenly released, it moves like lightning across the entire cocoon of man, aligning all the emanations inside the cocoon at once. The new seers burn with the force of alignment, Don Juan went on, with the force of will, which they have turned into the force of intent through a life of impeccability. Intent is the alignment of all the amber emanations of awareness, so it is correct to say that total freedom means total awareness. Is that what all of you are going to do, Don Juan? I asked. We most certainly will, if we have sufficient energy, he replied. Freedom is the eagle's gift to man. Unfortunately, very few men understand that all we need in order to accept such a magnificent gift is to have sufficient energy. If that's all we need, then, by all means, we must become misers of energy. After that, Don Juan made us enter into a state of normal awareness. At dusk, Pablito, Nestor, and I jumped into the abyss, and Don Juan and the Nagual's party burned with the fire from within. They entered into total awareness, for they had sufficient energy to accept the mind-boggling gift of freedom. Pablito, Nestor, and I didn't die at the bottom of that gorge, and neither did the other apprentices who had jumped at an earlier time, because we never reached it. All of us, under the impact of such a tremendous and incomprehensible act as jumping to our deaths, moved our assemblage points and assembled other worlds. We know now that we were left to remember heightened awareness and to regain the totality of ourselves. And we also know that the more we remember, the more intense our elation, our wondering, but also the greater our doubts, our turmoil. So far, it is as if we were left only to be tantalized by the most far-reaching questions about the nature and the fate of man, until the time when we may have sufficient energy not only to verify everything Don Juan taught us, but also to accept the eagle's gift ourselves. The End. This is Luis Moreno. We hope you have enjoyed this production of The Fire from Within by Carlos Castaneda. Recorded books are available wherever audiobooks are sold, including Audible.com, Audiobooks.com, Google Play, Apple iTunes, and in public libraries through RB Digital. Thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.